13. City of Farade, Farade Sound, Kingdom of Delphirach.
How may I help you, my Lord Bishop?
Sir Vic Laker asked courteously as Bishop Ernest Jenkins was shown into his office near the Farade waterfront. Father Stephen Gravier, Bishop Ernest's intendant, followed on the bishop's heels, somber in the green cassock of an upper priest bearing the sword and flame badge of the Order of Schuler. Laker felt more than a little uneasy over what might have brought Jenkins to see him. He was neither the mayor of Farade nor the governor of the district in which the port city lay, with either of whom the bishop of Farade normally might be expected to have business. What he was the senior officer of Farade's military garrison, which, given events elsewhere in the world of late, helped to explain his uneasiness.
"I've already visited the mayor, Sir Vic," Jenkins said.
Laker's anxiety clicked up another few notches, although he kept his expression merely politely attentive.
"I'm sure you'll be hearing from him, and quite probably from the governor as well, shortly. Since, however, this matter directly concerns Mother Church, I thought it would be best if I came and discussed it with you in person as well."
"I see," Laker said. Then he paused and shook his head.
"Actually, my lord, I don't see. Not yet, at least." "That's honest, at any rate, Sir Vic."
Jenkins smiled. It was a brief smile, and his face quickly sobered once again.
"In point of fact, Sir Vic," he said, "I'm here on the direct instructions of Chancellor Trenaire and Grand Inquisitor Clinton."
Laker felt his facial muscles congeal, but he simply nodded.
"The Office of the Inquisition and the Council of Vicars have determined that the pernicious doctrines, misrepresentations, blasphemies, and lies being spread by the apostate heretics of Carus are even more poisonous and corrupting to all of God's people than was at first believed," Jenkins said.
Something in the bishop's tone sounded to Laker like a man who wasn't in complete agreement with what he was required to say. But the prelate went on unflinchingly.
"Because of the corrosiveness of the blasphemous teachings of the so-called Church of Carus, the Grand Inquisitor has determined that it is incumbent upon him to limit their spread by any means possible. And since it has been well established that the merchant ships of the Kingdom of Carus carry its heretical teachings with them wherever they may go, as witness the copies of the apostate Stainer's falsehood-riddled letter to His Holiness, which have been so broadly distributed, Grand Inquisitor Clinton has resolved to close all ports of all God-fearing realms against their entry and the seduction of their lies. Accordingly, you are to take steps to close Farade to them in future, and to seize, and in turn, any Carisian flag vessels currently in the port. According to my own dispatches, the King is in agreement with the Chancellor and the Grand Inquisitor in this matter. Mother Church has made the semaphore available to him, and I believe you will be receiving confirmation of these instructions from him shortly."
Laker felt as if someone had just punched him unexpectedly. For a moment, he could only stare at Jenkins, unable to immediately comprehend what the bishop had said. Then his brain started working again, and he wondered why he'd felt surprised.
"Because this is going to effectively destroy Farade's economy, that's why,"
a stubborn voice said in the back of his brain. The city had grown wealthy and powerful because it was the major port of the Kingdom of Delphirach, and because its relative proximity to Carus made it a natural transshipment point for cargoes from and to ports all over the west coast of Howard as well.
It's like spanking a baby with an axe. "If those are my orders from King James and from Mother Church, my Lord Bishop," he said, "I will, of course, carry them out to the best of my ability. However, I feel I should point out that there are at least 25 Carisian flag vessels in the harbour at this very moment. For that matter, there are probably more than that. I haven't checked with the harbour master lately, but there have been more of them even than usual since that business in Darko Sound. He cleared his throat a bit nervously, then continued. Not only that, but at least half of them are lying to anchor, waiting for dockside berths, not tied up alongside one of the wharves. That's going to make them rather difficult to seize if they realize what's happening and try to make sail. You'll have the assistance of several galleys, Father Stiven said rather abruptly. A flicker of annoyance flashed across Jenkins' face, and his lips pressed firmly together for perhaps a single heartbeat, but he didn't rebuke Greyvere for inserting himself into the conversation. Of course he didn't, Lakeyear thought. Greyvere's not exactly noted for his humility and easygoing temperament at the best of times. God only knows what he's likely to report to the temple if he decides someone, even the bishop, is obstructing the Grand Inquisitor's decrees, which is a point I'd better bear in mind as well.